This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
There are some community activists and even some lawmakers that are calling for New York State to not extend a lease with Tesla at the factory there in South Buffalo, citing some concerns over some workplace stuff and also a number of concerns with the community and other matters. Just wanted to get your thoughts in terms of the thought of not re-upping any sort of lease with Tesla and trying to explore other opportunities with that plant site in South Buffalo.
Well, I mean, I think that is a if we look at it, the time to really oppose this plant process, the creation of this plant, was probably back before then Governor Cuomo did it. I mean, the New York State, we've already fronted $1 billion into this effort, and my understanding now is that under the terms that are sort of being discussed about the lease renewal, the 3,000 jobs that are currently there are going to remain there. There actually might be a slight increase in terms of the number of city employees that are available or that will start working there. And it's also my understanding that Tesla will begin paying significantly more rent, I believe up from $1 to $2 million. Those are compelling reasons to keep the deal, to renew the lease with Tesla. And the alternative is what? Tesla leaving, losing 3,000 jobs, and we have another empty factory in the city of Buffalo. I don't think, given all of the headwinds facing the city of Buffalo right now, we can do anything that would jeopardize good-paying jobs that are within the city limits. I'm not a huge proponent of the idea of, for every dollar that we've spent as taxpayers, we're only getting about 54 cents, from what I understand, return on that investment. It was a bad deal to begin with, but we are getting some return now. It's just half of the money that we've put in, and I think we shouldn't be jeopardizing any employer in the city. And I think a lot of that is because of who this particular employer endorsed and worked for to become president of the United States.
When it comes to that site down in South Buffalo, I mean, if there is some sort of request for proposal that is put out there by New York State, what do you believe makes that site in particular, that area, attractive for, say, another company to come in and put in their request for proposal and potentially move in and take up that site?
Well, I mean, it's clean. I mean, it was a brownfield. I mean, New York State, we as taxpayers, we've invested heavily in making that place, making that plant usable for, modern manufacturing. I think the bigger trouble that we're going to have is making it attractive for another company to come in and use. I mean, that's essentially, this is how the Democrats have done economic development. They've shown no interest in making the entire state or our region more competitive in terms of a business climate. They instead just invest huge amounts of government subsidies into particular businesses and cross their fingers and hope it works. And we know that it doesn't work well. I mean, this is probably, for all of its shortcomings, probably a better outcome than even most predicted when this deal was struck, in the sense that there are still people working there. There's work that's ongoing. People are employed down there. They're making the superchargers. But you know, if there is a clamoring for other employers or other businesses that want to take that site over at a more effective investment, or willing to invest in it and willing to do so without government subsidy, sure. I just don't think that's going to happen.
I know that there's been a lot of different claims and concerns about the company itself. Is there anything that you would like to hopefully see Tesla be able to do better to provide better work wages or anything like that for the people that they employ and also the people of Western New York and in the city of Buffalo in particular?
Sure. We always want, you know, good corporate stewards. We always want good neighbors, whether they're, you know, particularly among our business community. And I think that, you know, I'm sure that Tesla, like every business, has some work to do in that area. But in terms of using that as a justification for canceling a lease, I don't see that as a viable option when we've got, you know, close to 3,000 jobs there, people working there, and ultimately moving forward, some increased return on that investment that New York State has made. I don't think the concerns of corporate citizenship on a national or international stage should really come down and come to bear on how this this one local factory, how it operates.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.